So this guy's going to push you over the edge. He's got a TikTok account and he's bitching about New York. But this is the same bitch I had about New York. But it's still going to drive you insane.
Okay, so I just moved to New York and I'm trying to go grocery shopping. And so I type in like grocery stores on my Apple Maps. And like every fucking one I go to, like I'm walking too, like they're like this shit or like fucking like this. Like, bro, that's not a grocery store. Like, I'm trying to get like eggs, yogurt, like cheese, like shit like that, right?
And there's
a moron.
Only these little corner places where you can buy this crap.
Okay, this guy's a moron because, first of all, we call them supermarkets here. You got to type in the word supermarket. Okay? Those are delis. Those are little corner delis. He's an idiot. There's every single place that you can live in New York has a giant supermarket. There's too many.
Never seen one.
Wrong. That is wrong. Then you haven't been looking. I live in a neighborhood where there are too many supermarkets within a 4-block radius. Too many of them.
See, this is what they all look like.
No, that is a bodega. That's not a grocery store. He's stupid.
Yeah, see, you walk in and it's like that, every single one of them.
Right. The bodegas are, the delis are, the corner deli. That's a corner deli. That's not a grocery store. It's not a supermarket.
Only in New York are bodegas.
Like, I've literally been to like 5 of those now. And like, I don't know what the fuck I'm about to do for dinner. Like, where are the Kroger's and like the Whole Foods at?
See, what you don't realize, the beauty of the bodega. Okay, so here's the thing. If you went food shopping, you went to the supermarket and you got everything you needed, but maybe they just didn't have your milk. Or you went food shopping and it's a few days later and you're out of milk, but you don't need anything else. The beauty of the bodega is they have every kind of milk there. They have the things that you just need to pick up quickly. Or you didn't go food shopping, you just want to like make a meal for tonight. And by the way, they do have eggs and yogurt, so he's an idiot.
In the bodega?
Yes, they all have eggs and yogurt.
Like, I'm about to eat fucking like cereal and ramen for dinner. Like, what the fuck?
So Google Whole Foods, idiot. Oh my God. He's dumb. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
he's
where
dumb.
The Kroger's? Where are the Stop and Shops?
Okay, they're not in Kroger's, they're not in Manhattan. We have Morton Williams, we have Whole Foods. All you have to do is Google Whole Foods, and I guarantee 12 of them will pop up in your neighborhood. There's one on 26th Street and there's one on 14th Street.
No, when you say you're going food shopping, I have in my head that store. You're walking around that store buying your food.
No, that's a little tiny bodega. And by the way, the bodega downstairs from me, the ice cream there is cheaper than at the supermarket. So we will go do all of our supermarket shopping. And then if my boyfriend wants ice cream, we stop at the bodega on the way home. And that's where we buy his ice cream because it's cheaper. So
yeah, even when I stayed at your place, I had to go down to the bodega to buy stuff for breakfast.
But you didn't have to. We live across the street, literally across the street from a supermarket. I could see it from my window. There is a Morton Williams on my block. On my block. In fact, they take their trash out, butt up against our apartment building. I did think of you just today, by the way, because your big complaint about New York also, aside from the food stuff, is you always say that New York stinks.
Smells
right?
Like piss.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because when you are in New York, it's because you've walked out of Penn Station and you
smells
are...
Smells like piss.
You are around Penn Station where everybody is either like...
Peeing on the ground.
Right. They are peeing on the ground because either it's like all the druggies who are there hanging out, you know, or it's all the tourists who don't know where the bathrooms are. I mean, I just saw somebody just a regular normal person just whip it out in the middle of Times Square because they didn't know where bathrooms were. They don't know how to find a bathroom. And they came out of a concert and didn't want to go back in. So they peed outside. So you get a lot of that with the tourists and stuff like that in the big tourist areas. The reason I thought of you is because I walked out of my apartment building this morning and I smelled fresh cut grass. So somebody had just mowed a lawn, one of the properties in the neighborhood here. And then I made a left and they had just planted all these beautiful flowers and I smelled the flowers come up. It was amazing. I don't know flowers. I can't tell you which ones they were, but it smelled like perfume. It was so pretty. Mm-hmm. So I walked out of my house and I was like, wow, it smells like the suburbs here. And I thought of you immediately because I was like, well, Anthony should be down here smelling this New York and not the tourist Penn Station, New York, where people are literally like peeing as they're talking to you.
Yeah. Every time I would go to New York, I would go Penn Station to Times Square. So right. That was my how I would get around. So the minute I get off the train, I'm like, what the hell is that smell? It smells the minute you get off the train.
Oh, yeah. Penn Station's the worst. It stinks over there. Yeah, of course. It's awful. It's subways, everything. Like, not only is it pee, but it's pee that's made, like, it's hot pee because of the subways and the trains underneath it. You know, then you go right to, you basically do the whole pee run from Penn Station to Times Square.
Where you're that catching, is like, all a bathroom. That whole area.
It's just one big bathroom. That is 100% true.